This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. Explosions from bombings and U.S. artillery fire rang out in Baghdad today. A suicide truck bomber struck a police station, killing 20 people. And an NPR employee witnessed gunmen opening fire on a group of boys playing in a mixed Sunni-Shiite area. At least 8 were killed, leading to firefights between families. U.S. forces, meanwhile, swept through western Baghdad as part of their ongoing security operation. This morning, I spoke with U.S. Lieutenant Colonel James Nicholas. He commands the 2nd Battalion, 12th Cavalry Regiment, in the Ghazaliya neighborhood of Baghdad. It was a mainly Sunni area, but in recent months, many Sunnis have been pushed out by the Mahdi Army, a Shiite militia. Here's my conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Nicholas. In Ghazaliya, there where your forces are operating, we understand from our reporters that Shiite militiamen had already weakened the Sunni insurgents there. I'd like for you to describe for us what it is that your forces are doing.
You might be referring to your reporter, Ann Garrels, who was with us a few months back when we first put a combat outpost in central Ghazaliya. And the Ghazaliya neighborhood, while in the south was predominantly Sunni, to the north, there were Shia residents. And when Ann was with us, I think Ann did see some engagements between Shia militias and Sunni militias. Since Ann left, our contacts in that part of Ghazaliya have dropped substantially. Currently, we're conducting an operation called Arrowhead Strike 9. And that operation includes 2 U.S. battalions, portions of 3 Iraqi Army battalions, and it's focused on the southern part of Ghazaliya.
You say you're focused on the southern part as a Sunni section of the neighborhood. What are you doing there?
Right now we're doing some extensive clearing operations.
A clearing operation? Are you trying to clear insurgents out of the homes in that part of the neighborhood?
Yes, we're essentially doing what we call cordon and knock operations. This is partnered operations, U.S. and Iraqi forces. We go door to door. Thus far during this operation, we've seized 15 caches of various military equipment. We've secured 2 vehicle-borne IEDs in various stages of preparation, and we've detained approximately 21 individuals for suspicious activity that were either associated with those caches or we have intelligence that leads us to believe that they are part of one militia or another.
What's been the impact of this activity? The point of the surge was to establish security so that people can start to rebuild their lives, open up businesses. Are you seeing any type of economic revival in the Ghazaliya neighborhood?
We have seen some economic revival. When we first assumed responsibility for our area of operation in December, there were over 200 murders. Thus far in the month of March, 40. And along the main avenue, what we call Cecil Road, we've seen small shops open up. We see more people out on the streets daily. And we've seen kids out on the streets playing with the soccer balls that we give them.
Lieutenant Colonel Nicholas, I want to ask you about a Sunni mosque there in Ghazaliya. When Ann Garrels was there, the mosque came under attack, and the Sunni residents were very angry. I'd like to play you a little clip from her report, if we could.
At the mosque, thick black smoke billowed out of the complex. Young Sunni men scrambling to get the blaze under control screamed at the Iraqi army. They were responsible for the fire. They accused them of allowing gunmen to reach the mosque. Their rage grew by the minute.
Has that mosque been secured now?
I believe she's talking about the Mujahideen Mosque. That mosque has not received any attacks in the past 30 days.
The Sunni residents here, do they have confidence now that the Iraqi army is there to protect them?
The local Sunnis, day by day, gain a better appreciation for what the Iraqi army is doing to help secure their part of Baghdad. So each time the Iraqi army goes out, there's an opportunity there for them to build the trust and confidence with the Sunni locals.
You know, when Ann was with you back in February, some U.S. troops had told her they were not quite getting the cooperation they would like with the Iraqi police and that they felt that the Iraqi troops, the army troops, were somewhat unreliable. How have they performed since that time?
Well, again, since that time, we have spent days together, nights together, conducted many more missions side by side. The Iraqi police is still one of the challenges we have to face, and some of the local Sunnis are distrustful of them and more distrustful of them than the Iraqi army.
Do I understand that your troops actually are living in this neighborhood, not just patrolling it, but staying there 24 hours a day?
I have two companies that live inside of Ghazaliyeh today. So if the electricity is not working, then not all the electricity in their house will work. The facilities for the bathrooms don't all work. So they're gaining a better appreciation of what the citizens of Ghazaliyeh have to go through.
Lieutenant Colonel James Nicholas commands the 2nd Battalion, 12th Cavalry Regiment in Baghdad. Thank you for talking with us.
My pleasure.